The push to privatize JEA has a strong advocate on Jacksonville City Council. Councilman Matt Schellenberg has long advocated selling the utility. Schellenberg has promoted the possible sale of the public utility since before he was first elected in 2011. Now that the City Council has formed a special committee looking into the pros and cons of privatizing JEA, debate is growing as people question just how much of a financial windfall Jacksonville might gain from a sale. According to Schellenberg, if the sale could net the city between $4 to $5 billion, it would be worth it to privatize.
If you get $4 billion and you take half of that, the city actually owes $800 million. And that costs the city in the general fund every year about $100 million. And then there's still $1 billion we owe on the Better Jacksonville plan that we're going to pay until 2030. So you pay that off and you move that pension obligation from starting in 2030 and you move it forward.
Schellenberg, who is term limited and leaving office in 2019, has also filed a bill calling for any profits from a JEA sale to go into a restricted reserve account. Melissa Ross, 89.9 WJCT News.